This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gantley in studio now with NHPR's Josh Rogers here for this week's On the Political Front, a look at what's happening at the State House and in New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Josh, the New Hampshire House did what some thought it wouldn't do or couldn't, and that's pass a budget. The process now begins anew in the State Senate.
It does, and while the State Senate has more time to work on the budget, a full 2 months, and also the advantage of potentially more telling revenue numbers, it still faces a steep challenge, particularly if budget writers in the Senate plan to follow through on what they say they're planning.
What do you mean?
Well, for starters, Senate leaders, including Senate President Chuck Morris and Senate Finance Chair Jeanie Forrester, both say they won't rely on money for the rainy day fund for this budget. The House proposed taking $10 million and essentially drained the fund in its budget proposal. Morris and Forrester have also said they don't like the redirecting of $53 million from the Renewable Energy Fund to the Department of Transportation. Senate Republicans also say they plan on cutting business taxes. That's a top priority for them this year, but dropping the rates of the business enterprise and profits taxes will certainly slow collections. State revenue officials have estimated the state could lose out on more than $130 million over the next few years if those taxes are cut.
So the arithmetic here for Senate budget writers could be really tricky.
We'll certainly be starting from a hole, at least on paper, but the last few budget cycles, the Senate has really reworked the spending plan sent over by the House, and that's expected this year, too. But with the priorities we've mentioned, the challenge of meeting the terms of the settlements of the state's lawsuits over mental health services and the Medicaid enhancement tax, it really isn't an obvious place for this money to come from, and making the numbers add up will be tough.
And does this help or hurt the gambling bill the House is hearing tomorrow?
We know it's hard to say. The gambling bill was backed by the Senate, and Senator Morris was a sponsor of that bill and has been a champion of bringing casino to Salem. Says the Senate won't include gambling revenue in its budget, so they're not banking on the House doing what it hasn't done and back a casino proposal. And also, the Senate won't be counting on any revenue from Keno. But with every other revenue idea apparently off the table in the Senate, a few lawmakers, you know, might be willing to give gambling more of a look in the House. The House has never passed casino legislation. The idea certainly isn't popular with senior lawmakers in either party. So if it's going to go forward, it will take support from a lot of the newcomers. Governor Hassan says she still wants a casino, meaning one, and she dodged giving direct answers when asked if she'd be open to two casinos, which is envisioned under the Senate bill. But she's been pretty quiet overall on this issue this year, and the topic itself has been quiet also so far. Tomorrow's hearing should be informative.
Josh, turning to presidential politics now, the next few weeks could be informative for GOP presidential voters. All the top candidates and some of the not-so-top ones will be in state.
Yes, on Wednesday, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is going to be here after he officially launches his campaign. He'll be holding a big event in Milford on Wednesday. Paul spent a lot of time in the state, less so lately, but New Hampshire is going to be an important state for him if he wants to do well. And then 10 days from now, the GOP will hold its so-called leadership summit in Nashua, where all the top candidates are going to be speaking. It will amount, or at least is being promoted as, the real kickoff for the 2016 race.
This sort of event is new, or at least not traditional here in the Granite State.
Well, there have been cattle call-style events before, but certainly not to this extent in the past few primaries, and you could argue they're out of keeping with tradition, or you could argue that they're practical, given how many people are running this year or looking at running on the Republican side. And as for Republican activists who want to see these folks, if not side-by-side, then at least in rapid succession, it's going to be quite a weekend. Things are a lot more quiet for Democrats.
Yeah. I did read that Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has said, yet again, she will not be running.
True, Rick, but plenty of progressives here and elsewhere are going to keep pushing her to change her mind. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley made another trip to New Hampshire last week. He was here twice in the last month alone, and he's making increasingly populist noises. He strummed a guitar and sang "This Land Is Your Land" to young Democrats. I'm not expecting the same from Hillary Clinton if and when she next visits New Hampshire.
Yeah, I would think that's probably a safe bet. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics. By the way, follow Josh anytime on Twitter at Josh Rogers NHPR.